Oh, that one was weak.
Weak, so. Jeez, weak. Who we got the RIP for, guys?
The guy on the bike.
The guy on the bike. I don't know if the person in the car died too or not. For the listeners out there, there was a car accident up the road from our house the other day, and I couldn't get home. I had to take all these weird back roads, and unfortunately, at least one person lost their life in this car wreck. And the one of the roads that I accidentally went on was right by the intersection it happened. Because, like, these guys just saw, what, it was a wreck?
I seen the body in the tarp whenever I pulled in the driveway because like, looked down the road, you know, to see if I could see what was going on.
Yeah, you could see it.
Yeah.
Turning into the driveway.
I mean, it was dead center of the road, you know.
That turn's not too far away. Right. I've never gone down that way, but yeah, then I was like, oh, shit. There's a motorcycle helmet. That's not a cop car. That's car lady taking pictures of it, cops like
they're doing an investigation.
It was a crime scene. I was like, how do I get home? He's like, you're just gonna have to wait. I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
No. But GPS to
ring. I guess I could show y'all that way one day, like forever out on Chapman. I'll show y'all back road.
I'll show you the way I took. But yeah, RIP Aaron Rodgers' career as well.
Possibly. Good possibility.
Make it a lighter note. Because that's not as sad as
a death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of someone
this,
we don't even
this know. This poor Hall of Fame quarterback, you know.
He makes millions and millions a year.
Tears his Achilles and probably will have to retire.
Mm-hmm. So what happened? Was it just I didn't
a lot of people were blaming it on the field. Like, apparently, like, a lot of NFL players are getting pissed now about the artificial grass because that's what causes a lot of injuries. And because, like, I guess the World Cup was like, well, we're not allowing artificial fields. Like, it's got to be grass because more could. I mean, John, have you ever played on artificial turf?
No. I played on the shit that was, like, carpet.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Is that the same
old,
thing?
That was the old school turf, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
Yeah, it's terrible. You get, like, carpet burn from it, and it's fucking stiff. Like, you know, that's how people tear their ACLs and shit.
We see a lot of guys, they'll wear those white strips.
Yeah.
Just to protect getting scraped and shit on it. But, yeah, I didn't. I was not a fan of
that. I like natural grass to play on.
You're a lot faster on it, but it's...
I've never ran on turf or, you know,
as opposed to real grass, you're a lot faster and quicker, but it sucks to fucking fall on it.
Well, and you got to get special shoes for it, too.
When you're doing more
falling, you can't wear your regular cleats because you'll fucking tear it, and... Yeah.
Fuck that, dude.
Yeah, it was a strange experience. So my second state title game, that's what we had to play on.
Did y'all play?
Are we pro Aaron Rodgers or anti Aaron Rodgers?
I moved it to Tennessee Tech now for the state.
Yeah, we played at MTSU.
Yeah, whenever I was in high school, which we never played in state.
Are we pro or anti Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, I'm not a fan, if I'm being honest.
I'm not either. Okay. I still hate him.
I'll give credit where it due. You know, he's one of the greatest to ever play, but.
He's pretty good. I think greatest.
So one. One of
what would you put him? Top five, top 10, top 50?
Put him in the top five quarterbacks ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Even over Joe Montana?
Yeah. Wow. I mean, he's only got one ring, but, I mean, his, like, career touchdown to interception ratio is insane, and his accuracy, like...
He's kind of a Dan Marino, except he's got one ring. Mm. In other words.
But yeah, I mean, like I said, not a fan, but I'll give credit where it's due, you know.
That's fair.
Homeboy can ball. Mm-hmm. He liked to do his, you know, ayahuasca and shit in the off season.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong. Yeah, no.
Spiritually, you know.
One of the
Neil Brown talks
actually
about it a lot.
One of the funniest Aaron Rodgers moments I can ever remember. It was like probably like 6 or 7 years ago. He got hurt on a play, and at halftime, you could tell they fucking pumped his ass with some morphine because his like post game interview, dude, his pupils are like fucking, you know, thumbtack fucking points, and he's like, they're asking him what's hurting, like he like hesitates, and he's like. My leg. Like, oh, if I can find the video, dude, I'll show it to you. It's fucking hilarious. Like, he's doped out of his mind.
My favorite is when Mike Tyson said his back is broken. I don't know if you guys ever seen that. He's like, yeah, what happened to you? He's like, it's my back.
It's broken.
It's broken.
I remember that. Like, it was like right after a fight, too, wasn't it? Like in the ring,
I think.
I'm
pretty sure.
He's still walking around. Like,
Someone put like what you sound like calling into work. What you sound like to your boss when you're calling to work. It's like, my back. The slip disc, what's going on? The muscle, like, it's broken.
It's broken.
I don't understand. My back is broken. can't come into Bart.
Literally, it's in two pieces.
What a shit. Yeah.
Or there's always the infamous, I'll fuck you till you love me.
Yeah, Key and Peele do a funny sketch, obviously. Yeah. Inspired by. That's so wild, yeah.
Poor reporter's just like, I'm about to ask you a question.
No, he said it to a... Oh, was it a reporter? Mm-hmm. That's right. And Key and Peele turned into a, saying to another fighter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He tells you, he's like, I'll bend you over and fuck you in front of everybody. Yeah. And you're just like, whoa, man. Yeah. Like,
that's the scariest person since. Yeah.
Because he might do it.
He's threatening whether rape.
Whether he might or might not do it, it's just like that he can't.
Yeah.
And nothing that anybody can do about it. Yeah. Like, it's so scary to be like, oh my God.
If there's human beings out there, if they
want
to,
I have nightmares.
It's like, unless I have a gun, yeah, you're gonna do anything you want to do in this situation.
Like if Brock Lesnar wanted to rape all three of us, he'd probably find a way to do it. That fucking monster of a man.
I'd get Bluey on him.
Big, yeah, Bluey, sick him. Sick.
But
it's like we're still all three getting raped.
He goes spooky cat one time. He's like, man, I tried, guys. He didn't fall for it.
He just goes right back to the hockey bag like now as we're all three getting raped, brutally raped. By
he's like, nah,
we got to stop. Jesus Christ. Even I'm offended. God damn, I have to cut out the first
Brock Lesnar, if you're listening, please don't.
Don't do this. All right. Jesus, crime in
it. Yeah.
All right. Did you guys get 25 cents every time you say that word or something?
Yeah.
Jesus. It's in our sponsor deal.
I'm trying to make it a little bit lighter note. Had an incident at work. I bring my own toilet paper to work. All right.
I used to do that at Denzo.
Did that at Crown. Obviously, I'm not going to do that at Cheddar's, although if I would have to, it would have to be an emergency for me to shit at Cheddar's. Like, it's like, I can't hold this till after work. But,
right.
But yeah, so I bring my own toilet paper and I want to say people have seen me before, but the other day someone finally, like, it might have been a guy we just got back. He's like, you bring your own toilet paper? And maybe even Zach might have laughed at it, too. And I was like, yeah, motherfuckers, like, just because I got to shit like a peasant, or just because I got to work like a peasant, I mean, I got to shit like a peasant. You know, yeah. Got a couple laughs, but it was just like, they sometimes have good TP, like, in our employee bathroom, but right now they just got like that see-through shit.
I think one ply should be illegal.
So you're just taking a gamble on it then?
No, I don't.
Well, I mean, I know you don't, yeah, but like, if you didn't bring your own, you would be.
And sometimes they would have spare stuff. I don't know if they use it in the women's room, but like there was like they would have the see-through shit in the men's bathroom. I'm like, I'm gonna go look in the supply closet, see if they got the good stuff, because fuck that.
Yeah.
You know? And I shouldn't have to bring my own TP, but I will. I'm not above that. I mean, I'm not going to bitch or moan.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. I didn't tell him. Honestly, use motherfucking butt wipes, too, dog. So, if you're listening, Zach, don't tell the coworkers. But, no, yeah, I keep those in the pouch. I'm like, yeah, motherfucking... You know what I'm saying? Like, if you get
mud... They are refreshing.
You get mud on your hand, you're not just going to use paper towel to wipe it off. You're like, yeah, I'm going to get some liquid on there, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, refreshing, yeah, just feel clean.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have to go back in 10 minutes. Be like, all right, some of it's moved around. Get that before it hardens up. You know, it's real talk.
Before it becomes an ass
fart. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I just thought one. I thought it was funny. I'm just like them being like, why are you bringing your own toilet paper? I'm like, y'all use that toilet paper? That's the joke. That's the funniest part about this is you motherfuckers didn't think about this first.
Right.
I hope in a week or two people, like, you just see someone walking in the bathroom with their own roll. I'm like, yes, this is the smarter way to live.
Yeah, a dude I worked with at Denzo told me to do that there because, you know, you're on your feet for fucking 12 hours moving around. Like, you're going to be chafing as it is. It's like, you don't want to...
Yeah.
You don't want to be fucking hurting down there because the toilet paper is fucking like sandpaper.
For real, dude. That's one thing in life you can't skimp on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you don't buy cheap toilet paper.
I think Barb and Ted did for... They probably got themselves decent toilet paper, but I'm pretty sure. Because some of the shit
they got you all the one
I'm like, I can't, like... I don't want to shit at home. Like, that's where I'm supposed to feel safe.
My own shit.
And I'm worried about... Yeah, you know, like, that's the most vulnerable spot I am. can literally see my hand through that shit. Half-plot bullshit, dude.
Like fucking Dwight in The Office when he fucking buys the building.
Dude, I love Ted, but I could see him doing that.
He has his fucking, what was it, his cousin or whatever? Fucking
this is a guy
cutting the one
ply
in half. Like
that character is also probably one of the funniest characters. If you go with how many lines he's got and how many are fucking...
bangers.
Yeah. All of his shit. I'm pretty sure it was like Nate. Yeah, it was just a guy he met. Like, he was a weird dude, so obviously it's like, yeah, this is a good guy. Yeah.
Yeah, don't buy cheap TP, guys.
We'll go cheap on TP or cereal.
Not a good move.
That was a couple things, my folks. TP and cereal.
Pop Tarts.
My parents would go cheap on like everything, but I'm saying I think Pop Tarts, the off brand ones weren't. I typically ate mine cold though,
and like,
I didn't heat them room temperature.
There's certain cereals like I can't do off brand Fruity Pebbles. Like they gotta be fruit. They gotta be the Kellogg's fucking.
It's a box of lemons, Jim.
And Apple Jacks. I don't like cheap Apple Jacks.
I don't think I've ever tried cheap Apple Jacks, but I also haven't had Apple Jacks. Since they don't even taste like apples.
So what I'm staring at right now is it's called Strawberry Awake. It looks like a knockoff of Special
K. It's like a granola.
I think that might have been ruse.
Yeah. But I'm just...
I don't know who you're trying to call out right now, motherfucker, but it ain't me.
We're done with cereal.
I think you and I agree the fucking fruit and yogurt is the best fucking cereal.
It's the best cereal ever made.
It's so goddamn good.
The best cereal to do is my aunt would do, I think, like maybe cereal. I don't know if they were hiding there or not, but she'd cut up bananas. Like doing the fresh
fruit. Yeah.
That was the best.
Well, my two favorite of all time is the Special K fruit and yogurt and Golden Grahams.
Golden Grahams is a solid fucking choice.
Let me think of my top three. Honestly, I do like me some Reese's Puffs.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's solid.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is kind of up there.
They used to be one of mine, but Mom, like, of course, it's our fault, too. Like once we kind of got tired of it, like, eating it all the fucking time.
Yeah.
You know, we never told her to buy nothing else. I mean, we could have been like, hey, Mom, you mind getting something else?
Growing up, we always had probably three or four different types of cereal in there. Again, they were like off-brands, but it was still like, all right, you're down the left. This was one thing I know not every household did because I did it over at a buddy's house. I'm like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it's the last of the bag, but that's not a full bowl of cereal. Mm-hmm. So then you either take the last of another bag or open another bag, but it's something different. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, it's the last of the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but... fuck it, I'm going to pour some Captain Crunch in there.
Yeah, it makes it berries, up a little bit.
Yeah.
To make a full bowl of cereal.
Yeah, just make a full bowl. People are like, it's like, it didn't necessarily taste great, but it wasn't like, you're not gagging or anything. It was interesting.
Top three cereals, Special K fruit and yogurt, Fruity Pebbles, and it's like a 1A, 1B with Honeycomb and Corn Pops.
Dude, Honeycomb and I would say Fruity Pebbles is my tie.
My third would be Raisin Nut Bran.
I like some Raisin Bran, man. I really do. The nut one is
the
really
nut
good.
One's good because the raisins are coated with the something.
Yeah, like a sugar glaze.
Yeah,
or something.
And
sweetens them up
a little bit.
So
good, yeah.
So I hate.
I'm not gonna lie. I like that better than some cereals that my parents bought growing up. Because at least the raisins,
make it sweet.
Good, you know,
they add some sweetness to the cereal. It's not just fucking bland ass fucking. Cornflakes.
You know what I used to do? I used to do with Lucky Charms? Eat all the regular cereal? No. You do that one time and you learn that you're like, I'm not pouring more so you get more marshmallows. Now you have to eat fucking shaped Cheerios, you know? Like, you have to eat the other letters of the alphabet.
I would, with the raisin nut brand though, I would save all the raisins for last. Like, I would just eat around them and then I had like 12 fucking of those coated raisins. Oh my god, it was like dessert.
But typically with Raisin Bran, I'd get one or maybe like one to three while I was eating the bowl. But see, but for the marshmallows, like if it was on my spoon, and a lot of times it got stuck, the marshmallow gets stuck on the bottom of the spoon.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to like check. Or like if I've spit out a little marshmallow, like I'm not eating you yet.
And here's a little trick. You guys might think I'm gross, maybe not, but I used to put two or three Oreos first, then cereal, then the milk, and then I had like a little dessert at the end.
I don't think it's gross, but I guess what kind of cereal are we talking? Because I wouldn't say that would, I don't think I would love that with like Fruity Pebbles or something.
Yeah. Well, it was good with the
cornflakes. That might
be fun. Did it with Raisin Nut Bran.
Raisin Nut Bran.
Yeah. So
I don't think it's crazy or gross, but yeah, for me, it
or even the Special K. Yeah. You know,
what about the healthy cereal? Fruit Loops. You know? You make it a little unhealthy.
Actually, it's better if you. The healthier the cereal, the better that is.
Because you're making it unhealthy. You're putting the sugar in that.
It balances. The company didn't put it in there. It balances it out.
Well, yeah. So that's what we used to do. Like, because my one aunt would buy just fucking regular Cheerios, and we'd always put sugar in it.
Yeah, yeah, for
and
sure.
And then you know it all the sits at the bottom, but you gotta get a little scrape of sugar with a bite of Cheerios. Oh yeah.
Frosted Shredded Wheats, sugar foam bottom.
I ate that, dude. I that was one cereal I couldn't do.
I didn't. The only reason I loved it was because the sugar coated side. I would obviously eat. That
I would just lick that off, and then I don't want the rest.
My parents bought that a lot. I did eat the shit out of it, but that was one thing that they were always. It was probably like always 30 cents a box. And mom's like, well. Getting that, and it's not like it's sitting there.
Yeah,
I was eating that sugar.
Now, when I was on the road for Cheddar's, they would every time they'd put us up in a sleep in, no matter what.
Yeah,
because they always had the continental breakfast. Oh, I love they, fuck so that. So they always had so every single morning before I'd go in, I'd have Frosted Flakes, Tommy the Tiger.
That's good.
And then a big ass blueberry muffin, a coffee, and an orange juice. That was my breakfast every single morning.
Did they have danishes there?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they had like
strawberry danish.
They always had like eggs and bacon.
Apple danish.
You can make. They even had like a waffle iron. Yeah. Like you know, they had.
See,
it all.
I feel like certain places have replaced certain snacks, like the said danish. Growing up, because we traveled in hotels all the time.
I love danish.
Like, we were always out of town on a hockey trip. We, you know, went to Florida like every year, so maybe get a hotel like in Kentucky or Tennessee or some shit on the way down.
Mm-hmm.
But like I remember, you know, just continental breakfast. I was so excited, free breakfast in the morning.
Yeah,
and I mean, I might get like three danishes. Like I was a greedy boy sometimes. But like obviously the scrambled eggs, but the waffle maker wasn't always there. Like if a place had a
some don't.
They might put it on a fucking sign or something. Like yo, this Holiday Inn Express has a waffle maker.
Well, I had to eat so fucking much because I'm in. Obviously, me and Brad. Of course, he wasn't there for all my openings, but we're in the kitchen for however many hours straight, sweating
fucking bullets,
and fucking and then so much is going on, you know. And we're burning so many fucking calories, like, through that shift. So, I mean, even, like, when I went home, like, every night, just to keep my weight up, like, I'd get, like, a fucking spazzania. Yeah. I'd get a spazzania. I'd get, like, a pasta, a burger. I always get a pasta and a meat. So, like, you know, typically I'd do, like, a spazzania, a burger, and then I would get, like, a slice of apple pie or something. A
little sweet treat.
Yeah, eat all that before I went to bed.
Damn.
Because I wasn't drinking then, either. Like, everybody was getting trash and shit by the pool, but I was like, well, I'm...
Fuck you guys. I don't like none of you.
Yeah, this is one of the rare time periods of my life I was completely sober.
Yeah.
And, but, yeah, I'd go up, watch AMC, watch the fucking...
Was there a reason, or were you just like, yeah, I'm just fucking not drinking right now?
I can't remember.
If you don't want to answer, you don't have to, you know. I'm just curious.
I don't know, I just...
I'm curious. Okay.
I went through a period, I guess. I was.
There's nothing wrong with it.
No, it's not at all. I don't know, I just went through a period, I just didn't crave it.
That's fair. Yeah. That's good.
Nothing wrong with that, yeah.
Yeah, you know, so I was like, hey, I just don't drink. I didn't even smoke, like I dipped.
Oh, shit.
Like, I didn't smoke. I didn't smoke or drink, I just dipped every night.
Drove a truck.
Drove a truck.
So, it is funny, because I used to be a dipper, and then, which I smoked too, but... Once I started, like, drinking more, I quit dipping as much because I'm like, I don't like to dip while I'm drinking.
You kept drinking your spit bottles?
Well, no, just...
Yeah, he did. He drank four spit bottles.
I guess because beer, you know, kind of gives you dry mouth. It's like, it's this motherfucker's literally just sitting dry in my fucking lip.
It doesn't give you cotton mouth till the next day if you keep drinking. It's not like you're gonna get dry, buddy. No, but yeah, drinking and chewing was not. I used to do that because I went through a period where I was chewing and not smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my parents were like pissed about it.
Grizzly Wintergreen pouches was my go-to.
Dude, once they came out with pouches,
that was a game changer.
I was like, thank God I'm a country boy. I'm chewing.
Like, I wasn't a fan of the pouches.
I loved them. I love
the real tree wasn't bad. It was nice, but it's messy. I was a messy boy.
So, too, you know, when I was in high school,
and
I
when
would
you drop a full can that you just packed, maybe had one dip out of. It's like,
I would
that in a hockey shower.
I would do fine cut because nobody would bum a dip off of me at school.
Yeah, because that's what are you doing?
That would make me puke. Like, what was it?
I fucking like the fine cut.
No.
If you don't like it, you just did it because I knew people that used to buy.
I think it like
I knew people that used to buy menthol cigarettes because they were like most people were like it kind of bummed saying like it's menthol.
Like, nah.
Uh-huh.
I know a lot of white people, John.
Right? Grizzly Wintergreen Long Cut and Grizzly Wintergreen Fine Cut taste completely fucking different. I don't know, like.
I'm not saying
about
it
being
but
finer,
this,
dude. It makes it like kind of sweet.
Like, as soon as I put it in my mouth, it's like, fine cut. I can't. I've tried it a couple times.
You gotta know how to do it, man.
Well, I can't do it drunk. I can tell you that.
Oh, that would be tricky. Which I haven't dipped fine cut in fucking 15 years.
I did not care for fine cut, but the pouches, especially when I was working at Cheddar's, and it was like they're like no breaks, like. No, you guys got me here from motherfucking 4 to 10, 4 to 11. I'm pretty sure.
So it's still alive. If I work 6 hours, I'm entitled
sure
to a break.
I get a 30-minute break legally.
Yeah.
Now they do enforce. Not only do they let employees take
these breaks.
Have
to do this.
Yeah.
But I used to be a while I was serving.
No.
See, I couldn't do that.
See, I would put it back here. Where you couldn't tell.
I'm too handsome. I got too good of a jawline. And you can see it anywhere it's at. I'm not funny. I'm handsome.
Yeah. I mean, I could get away with it. Like, I could dip the entire fucking shift if I want to. But, you know. But
I could do it on the seat. Like, because it wasn't too bad. I'm not that handsome. No, you could see. Like, if I had it back a little bit further than where, you know. I didn't have it that far back. But, or maybe I would even only put in one in it. Because I used to do two. When I was dipping, like, I was doing two pouches at a time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but
I did one.
But when I was working, I could do one. I would just do one,
mm-hmm.
you know. And but like I was a slick spitter, is what one of my buddies called me because I was spitting to a straw.
Mm-hmm.
And so we used to have styrofoam cups at Cheddar's, and they would allow kitchen workers to have like a drink, like a cup of water, pop, whatever. So I was like, here's my cup, kind of thing, and I'd spit in it. Well, this girl one time, I don't know if I've ever told this on the cast or not, but. I was kind of hanging out with this girl, KB, and she was like trying to be all cute, and she like grabbed my cup, like, what are you drinking in there? I was like, don't drink that. I'm spitting. You know, I didn't tell her that, but I was like, don't drink that. She's like, oh, what are you drinking there? I'm like, you don't want to drink that.
I promise you, you're not going to have a good time.
But I'm not going to say why. I'm being honest with her,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And yeah, she third, oh, and I was like, don't fucking do it. And she drinks it. She's like, goes immediately to that sink to the left of the CA line, spits it up. It's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm like, I told you not to drink it.
I wasn't being stingy.
It's not a mixed drink. It's not, you know, nothing fun. I didn't mix Sprite and Mellow Yellow.
I always hated it.
I'm keeping that a secret.
Yeah. Because I would do that in fucking high school. The only thing I hated about it is fucking you have to blow the spit down or it'll fucking seep back up.
Yeah, you do. You spit like a normal spit, but it's into a straw.
Yeah.
I mean, the cup would get full. But.
I did like, because it was like my junior year, they fucking started selling the Milo's fucking sweet tea. And that bottle's like clear, but it's not clear. It's like that, kind of like a milk jug, you know?
Sure.
And it was sweet tea, so literally the dip spit looked like fucking tea.
Yeah.
So we'd all, like, dude, every one of us used those motherfuckers as spitters because.
No, that's how you accidentally drink the shit. Because I used to do a Faygo cola bottle because it was big.
No.
But it's dark, like Faygo cola. Well, and see, so there was a time, I've never swallowed it, so I shouldn't say I drank it, but there were times like I'd go like, spit it back. And so I knew what. Kate, you know, who cares? I knew what she went through because I'd done that before, but again, I was trying. But yeah, I typically try to spit like a Gatorade bottle or something.
So what we would do, say we're all drinking beer, take the tab off, do the elbow trick, smash the front end.
Yeah. Use elbow? I would use my finger.
And actually make a spittoon.
So then it's like, oh, nobody's drinking that.
Yeah.
I
would get a paper towel and crack
the whole fucking thing. The whole fucking thing's just, open.
Well, that's the other thing. It's like using a beer bottle.
Yeah.
Or somebody, you can't use beer bottles because, you're going to clean up the next day.
Well, they're dark.
And you're thinking you're dumping out a half a beer.
It's fucking bottle spit.
Yeah. Gross.
It's in my motherfucking sink, motherfucker.
And then if it's pouches, you got like five or six fucking pouches you got to clean up now, you know.
Pull out, dude. You can't grind them up, dude.
This one guy that was in my carpentry class, he wasn't a dipper, but he would dip at school because he was a smoker.
Okay.
But he didn't like, you know, the dip getting in his teeth. So, like, you know, there were times where I would have long cut too, but if he bummed a dip off of you, he would make a pouch like before pouches.
Dude,
like he would take a fucking the school paper towels or like that brown material. Yeah, he'd put it in it, fucking fold it up.
I hope this guy went places because he should have.
That's actually pretty smart. Seriously, before pouches came out,
if he would have wrote that idea down, like, mailed it in, or got a patent and then mailed it in, like.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I don't mind dipping, but I don't like the tobacco in my teeth.
He's like, man,
so
I I'm a fucking human being. I work, you know, with people and stuff.
He would have been a fucking multi-billionaire.
Yeah.
You know, because whenever that idea came out, like all the companies, you know.
Yeah, they started making pouches. They're like, oh, shit. That was a thing? You can do that?
How many letters they got and shit to be like, hey, we should, if they got letters, we should, or if it was just maybe a random got the company. You know what I'm saying? Like, someone else thought of the idea the same time as your buddy did, and then it was like, dude, what if we put, like, I give my one buddy
free cans of chew. I made your own pouches may have been out, but they just might not have been as big of a thing.
Yeah, that's right. I'm trying to
think. This was like, he was a grade above me.
You're a young boy.
And I was my sophomore year when I had carpentry with him, so he...
I've been, 2008.
I did enjoy, so Skull...
First sophomore year.
Skull was like running through the flavors.
They had everything.
You had like Skull
vanilla,
peach,
berry blend, apple,
sour apple.
I tried them all.
I like sour apple.
I did like the sour apple.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. That was one I was gonna tell you. I like the best out of the flavors.
I think that's the only one I liked. Yeah. I don't even know if it was, and I would take like if someone had like a citrus.
You know
one,
why?
Like,
right?
This ain't bad.
Did you fucking get the sour apple big red chew? Like the gum.
I probably did.
That's what it tastes
watermelon.
Like.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's probably where you.
But then again,
got
if I'm
taste
getting
from, it tastes just like it.
The big league chew. You talking about that?
Mm. Yeah, the sour apple.
So I would probably go with either like if they had like cherry or watermelon, like something red. But I'm not. I probably had the.
No.
The sour apple one.
That's exactly what the Skull apple tastes like. Yeah. That's why I liked it so much.
Yeah, I don't know. I just remember when buddies had it, like, trying it, like, this is delicious.
I always liked Skull straight, too, over Grizzly straight, because to me it tastes like fucking Lay's barbecue chips.
Mm. Hmm. I'm not a huge fan of barbecue chips, I'll be honest. I know that's a...
No, I mean...
I know I'm in the minority, and I'm not trying to argue that you guys are more...
Everybody's taste buds are different.
That's what I'm saying. Like. People get mad at me sometimes. They're like, you don't like fucking barbecue chips? I'm like... I probably like something you don't fucking like, and I'm not mad at you, but like,
yeah.
I prefer the kettle cooked.
Oh, the kettle cooked chips in general are better.
All around. Yeah, actually, yeah, sure.
I prefer the sour cream.
The jalapeno ones are my favorite.
Yeah, I love.
I couldn't find fucking pretzels at Food City today. I was like, God, what the? I went down to the chips, the snacks aisle, and I think they have another chip aisle on the other side of the store where they got like Doritos and real chips.
Yeah.
And then over here was this like, I don't know, probably like. Vegan chips or something crazy or like low calorie chips. I was like,
yeah.
I found the Cheez-Its, I found this. I'm like, I just want some fucking pretzel sticks. Take with me at work. What's going on? And I got upset. But all right, I'm going to break it up real quick.
Smoke break.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, don't tell everybody everything. Okay, well, I don't even know the song to that show. What's
up? All right.
Dude,
hanging out.
Hyde should have been fucking hiding out, dude.
Same old thing.
Because he was a fucking naughty boy.
He was.
Here's the crazy thing about it. Like, he got convicted 4 months ago, I think I read.
And it happened and was like 01 to 03 or something like that.
But I'd never heard about, well, I'm just saying, I didn't hear about, this didn't come up 4 months ago. Like, had Ashton and...
Oh, I've seen a little bit about it because did you watch The Ranch? Or have you seen The Ranch?
I've heard of The Ranch.
It's Ashton, him, yeah. Sam Elliott.
Yeah.
It's actually, it's a good show. Yeah, it's actually pretty fucking funny. I think you would like it. But, yeah, they wrote him off of it when the allegations came out.
How long ago did the allegations come out?
A couple years ago.
Okay, I swear. I don't watch The Ranch, but I would still figure somebody would have posted something that, like, you know.
They probably did. You mean it could have been one of those things?
The street, dude. I fucking love pop culture. What are you talking about?
Right.
No, I don't. Hey, it's just one of those. I mean, maybe he's got some decent publicists that were like, "All right, this is gonna happen quietly." And then Ashton and Miller are like, "We got something to say." Dude, I was not trending on Twitter, but what he has been convicted of.
Two counts of rape.
Yeah, I think it was accused of three, but the third they're like
he actually got convicted on two.
Yeah, so it's
30 to life.
30 to life. I think parole at 25 years.
And hell, he's already what, late 40s, early 50s.
I mean, he could live out.
Yeah, he could. But
even one of the victims I read was just like, "No, I think that's a fair sentence," and I do too, to be honest. But other than death, but we're not. Mm. Not allowed to do that. But I did see his lawyers were like, "No, we're going to appeal this."
Yeah.
But, I don't know. It's just fucking crazy. It was like drugging girls and taking advantage. And,
Yep. It was two of them.
It was three, but I think two he got convicted of. From what I saw. But.
And, of course, there's always the possibility, like, more girls
that just come forward, haven't came just out.
Haven't said nothing.
It's not impossible.
Because, I mean, that sounds like an addiction. Like, you do it once.
How old is the guy? I'm just trying to get a timeline. So, it's like, I'm in junior high during this. The 70s show's probably at the height of its... I didn't really watch it. I've seen some episodes, but, like, you know, it's one of those shows I just didn't really get into that much.
47.
All right.
Because I thought it was late 40s, early 50s.
But I didn't think it was early 50s, but still just like, damn, dude.
Well, I mean, we kind of talked about it earlier, like when we were talking about Vince McMahon. It's like, dude, obviously he's a young boy at the time. You know, not a bad looking dude, making money, famous. It's like, why do you feel the need to force it? It's like, dude, you could honestly probably have any woman you wanted.
For Hyde?
Yeah.
It's obviously something.
It's a mental thing, yeah.
Yeah, but it's still just like, because that's what no age is excusable, but it's like, right. Oh man, he was 19, 20, I don't know. Like, not, again, he's not like, trying to make an excuse, but it's like,
right.
Peer pressure, I don't fucking know. It's still fucked up, you should still be brought to justice, but it's like, bro, you're.
Well, when did the actual acts happen?
You're in your 20s.
It was early 2000s.
So it's been over 20 years.
Yeah, it was when that 70s show.
Or 20 years.
Yeah.
Was like,
this is, this is why you got famous, bro? That's fucking weird.
Well, that's why it took him so long to get Cosby. Because, I mean, one, you don't want the embarrassment of bringing it in the public eye when something like that happens. Like, and then you got this whole deal to deal with, and
well, I see.
That's why most of them, like, that's why most, like, rape victims don't even, they just stay quiet about it.
Well, that's why I see where Believe All Women comes from, because it was like, these ladies, some of them may have come out. I didn't read too deep in the cops stuff. It was like, oh shit, he did this. Oh shit, he got caught. Mm. Oh shit, the judicial system fucked up, and now he's out.
Yeah, that monster's walking amongst
us. But
it's
just like, it's like that. Maybe there's reports like, no, I've reported this every year for the last however many years, and it's never been taken serious or talked about. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it was just like one person finally just came out. It was like,
so one of them says 2001, the other two are 2003.
So 20 to 22 years.
Yeah, because he was charged with three, convicted of two.
Yeah.
So I take it there's not a statute of limitations on rape.
I highly doubt it. That'd be fucked up if there is.
Yeah, right.
It's like, oh, it was 30 years ago. He's a different person now.
I wonder.
I don't know, though, to be honest with you. I know murder's not.
That long, though. I'm wondering how, which I'm not, like, saying he didn't do it at all. But I'm just wondering, I would like to see what the evidence was. It was
brought up in 2020. That's when everything started. Well,
there shouldn't be a statue, but there might be a 50. I mean, Cosby, what was it, 30?
I can't remember,
which there shouldn't be.
Yeah.
But yeah. Maybe they're like, oh, 41 is it.
Yeah.
No,
but I mean, I was just curious. Of course, I didn't research this part, but wondering what the evidence they would have had after all that time to convict him. Because yeah. I mean, that's a long fucking time. You know. Now Cosby, when it was different. Like, he had so fucking many victims that came forward. But with like two or three, with that amount of time that's lapsed.
Are you saying it's a fucking witch hunt?
I'm not saying that at all. Sorry, I'm
curious about the evidence.
Sure they had like great evidence. Obviously, they fucking convicted the guy. So, yeah. I mean, I would be curious like what that lawyer had to present, you know, as far as, you know, or the DA or whoever was. You know, representing the girls.
I guess testimony.
After 20.
Mostly, like, we got all these people that are willing to be like, yeah, no, yeah, no.
20 to 22 years, you know, unless there was, like, eyewitness accounts of, you know, I don't know, maybe, like, old bar footage or.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It could have been something like that.
No, man. But what did Ashton and Mila have to say?
Well,
because the only thing I got was a funny. Well, it's kind of a funny meme.
Yeah. So
it was Ashton and Mila, like, it was a screenshot of the video. It's like, we are aware he's a rapist, but he's really cool when he's drunk. Because they wrote nice letters about him to the judge. Like, we're not saying don't convict him or he's not guilty, but.
Yeah.
All right, sorry. Go ahead.
But Kutcher and his, he was like, Masterson, as a man who treated people with decency, equality, and generosity, he wrote. And then Kunis' letter called Masterson an outstanding role model and friend, an exceptional older brother figure. So I don't know if they didn't think those, because, I mean, that's public knowledge. Like, once it's admitted evidence, like, you can go up to the fucking courthouse
and get copies of it. But here's what's wrong with that, is this was... He's waiting on sentencing.
Yeah.
And so they're like, oh, he's on a sentence. Like, it's not even like, hey, we're not saying these girls are lying, but we know him as a good, like, if before he's convicted, they write this letters, I'm like, yeah, that was just somebody that was like, shit, you think you know someone. Yeah. And then, but he's already convicted.
Yeah.
Like, hey, judge, go easy on him.
Yeah. Like, so and the Ash backlash. Is
fucking big on.
He's like,
human trafficking.
Yeah.
But the backlash they got, oh my God, it was crazy. There's millions of, you know, sexual crimes that have happened to people, you know, and they were like, yeah, like, don't fucking, I think it was just the fact they were supporting him at all, you know, even after the fact, like, he got convicted, like, I don't know, they shouldn't have done that.
Either it's one a bold move, God.
Let's see how it plays out for him. Yeah, and then that's why they apologized.
What was their apology?
I haven't got that far.
Because that's what I'd be curious about. Like, oh shit, yeah, sorry. Like, because I read something earlier where it was like they did kind of apologize to the victims. I'm like, no, like, we support victims, you know, or. We understand that our letters may have, you know, been hurtful.
Yeah, also it could be like, you know, they just don't want to believe it. Like, they know him as this great fucking dude.
Well, no, I get what they're trying to do. It's like, hey, the lawyers probably asked them, and it's like, we've known this guy for, you know, almost 20
plus years. Yeah.
Something like, a letter could help. Instead of him getting life, maybe you'll get 20 years. And they're like, okay. He does need to serve time. Like, we're not trying to, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it could be.
We think 20 years is fair, you know? So, I'm not speaking for them. I'm just saying that's...
25 and a half.
Maybe one of the ways to spin that.
Yeah.
I guess. Maybe they should hire me. But like, no, guys. Call him a piece of shit. But I'd be like, look, we think the piece of shit should be locked up for this many years, not 50 years.
Yeah.
And they could be like, okay, that's fine.
But I got a video I could play, or we could listen to it off mic, or I don't know
what you is it.
I think it's Good Morning America, but they kind of explain the whole deal about the apology.
Is it Punked in Mila?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a guy?
Yeah.
We can give it a try.
Yeah.
Who was sentenced last week to 30 years in prison? Mila Kunis. They're under fire after writing character references for Danny Masterson, who was sentenced last week to 30 years for raping two women. The couple is now apologizing. Zareen Shah has the story. Good morning, Zareen.
George, Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis starred on That 70s Show with Danny Masterson, and his accusations took place during the time they were on that show. Now, he faces the maximum sentence, but now his former co-stars are also paying the price for supporting him.
We are aware of the pain that has been caused by the character letters that we wrote on behalf of Danny Masterson.
This morning, fallout growing from the apology. Some are just not accepting. Hollywood superstars Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis apologizing in a video message posted on Instagram after writing character letters for their friend Danny Masterson, who was
We were supposed to be Jay-Z and Beyonce. The white version.
The white version.
Now we're Will and Jada.
After being convicted of raping two women in the early 2000s.
The white version.
His family reached out to us and they asked us to write character letters to represent the person that we knew for 25 years so that the judge could take that into full consideration relative to the sentencing.
The letters were not written to question the legitimacy of the judicial system or the validity of the jury's ruling.
The married couple worked with Masterson for nearly a decade on the hit series That 70s Show.
I'm fine. All I need is my buddy Hyde.
And later, Masterson starring alongside Kutcher on the Netflix series The Ranch. Kutcher and Kunis were part of more than 50 people writing character letters that became public just hours after the sentencing. Kutcher writing that Masterson was a role model, adding he does not believe he's an ongoing harm to society. Mila writing Masterson is an outstanding older brother figure who demonstrates grace and empathy in every situation. Their words sparking massive backlash online prompting this video post.
We support victims. We have done this historically through our work and will continue to do so in the future.
The two are involved in several philanthropic efforts, including an organization that Ashton co-founded to combat.
A little fishy.
Some say it, I forget who said it, but they're like, this is what liberals and the celebrity liberal problems are. Like, they become too good, and they start telling you what to do. And then, well, what are you fucking up to, huh?
Yeah.
Why do you think you're better than me? as they should. I don't know if there's anything fishy going on with these two birds, but...
I don't know.
But, yeah.
So that's why I would hate to be a celebrity. It's like,
well, even that,
I wouldn't care to be a celebrity. So I'm just don't do the fucking crazy. Like, what do you?
Well, even that apology, it looked like they were reading off a fucking teleprompter.
It was read.
Like their lawyers, probably put that together.
It didn't look like they were. Yeah.
Or their fucking publicist or whoever, you know. But
no, I don't know. It's like, all right, become a celebrity. Here's what you have to. Here's do's and don'ts. Don't rape people.
Well, I'm just saying, like, it being in the spotlight. I'm not saying, like, just don't be a shitty person, you know. It doesn't matter if you're a celebrity or not, but it would be terrible that the whole world knows what the fuck.
See, they shouldn't have done
this. This isn't something like that, though. This isn't like, oh, my God, we caught them buying. They're talking about being healthy, and we caught them buying Oreos. This is like, This guy's convicted of two counts of rape.
Two out of three.
And he's sentenced to 30, or no.
25 and a half years.
We're not sure where he's going to be sentenced.
25 and a half years.
But they didn't know that at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still waiting on a sentencing, so. But yeah, fucking. It's like, yeah, maybe just be like, I'll write him a letter, like, dude, and if that gets passed to the judge, like, hey, I hope you're doing. You know what I'm saying? That would. Mm-hmm. That would have been they need to hire me, I swear to God, dude.
You need to be a fucking publicity agent.
Don't write the letter to the judge.
They should have just stayed out of it.
ultimately, yes, but, you know, like, let's say that is one of their best friends, and it's like, this is fucking crazy. Like, we're not happy with what he did. We don't support it. I wouldn't say I don't think he's no longer a threat to society. You hope he's not, but it's just a weird fucking thing to say about somebody in a positive tone. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Your Honor, I don't think he's going to fucking hurt anymore.
Yeah,
I think we should go easy on him.
Yeah,
ask him if he was? Okay. Maybe you should. But that was a weird fucking thing to say.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
But yeah, again, I think you write the letter to Hyde. Maybe even do it in character. I don't know. That might make the judge laugh.
That's fucking Kelso. Retarded.
He's like, yeah, he's still getting 25 and a half years. Yeah.
But no,
motherfucker.
Keep your nose out of it and just be like, hey, that was fucked up what you did. If you ain't doing shit like that.
Yep. Like, good in my book.
Damn, dude. Shit like that, it's like you cut people off.
Yeah.
Now, I don't agree with what Seth Rogen did with James Franco, but that's a whole nother story we ain't got to get into.
Yeah, I didn't agree with that.
But do you guys want to pull up them? All right, do we have any last thoughts on...
Well, my only last thought is, you know, all right, if you guys are ever accused of that,
right,
I still got your back. But if there's overwhelming evidence to convict you,
yes,
I'm probably going to cut you off for that.
Yeah.
That's one of those. It's like, that's a rule.
That's a no-no.
That's a deal breaker for me.
It's like, no.
But, I can't. Yeah. So, I mean, don't expect me to write a letter.
Right, yeah.
But, I mean, you guys aren't those kind of guys, though, either, so, but...
Be like, write a letter to the person.
Yeah.
I've never had to worry, well, for myself, for sure. It's like, I don't have to worry about, like, oh, would you guys write a letter for me? Like, murder, maybe. Anybody could kill anybody, so...
Mm-hmm.
I might ask you guys to support me on that, if it's justifiable.
Well, that depends, even.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, if it was like, yeah.
I can't imagine myself ever killing anyone.
Well, so. just like the UFC fighter that, you know, he killed the dude that raped his...
Oh, Cain Velasquez.
Yeah.
Or he didn't even kill him.
He chased him, tried to.
Like his stepdad or something.
He was trying to kill dude fucking...
I mean, he was doing the right thing, but...
Yeah. So, something like that... Fuck yeah, I'm gonna write fucking 20 letters.
In my head, that's the only way I see myself killing another human being in my life is if it comes down to the absolute worst fucking case scenario.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, you know, you guys probably drive me so I can get a better shot.
Yeah.
And you gotta do it alone.
Yeah, I'd be aiding and abetting, so I'd probably have a charge.
We'll write each other letters.
Yeah, there you go. Judge my homeboy over here, like, deserves a less sentence. Judge my homeboy over here deserves lessons.
You feel me, Your Honor?
Yeah. If we do get locked up, just make sure we're cellmates or whatever.
At least it's all
at least we make each other laugh every day. While we're eating our beans and our, runny eggs.
Tommy's you gonna eat your cornbread?
Tommy was late, so that's why he wasn't a part of it. I'm sorry.
Too mean. I'd already got the dude. That's the thing.
It's $2 Tommy. No, dude, you'd have been like,
$2 Tommy. I like $2 Tommy.
I got
it. I'm late because I already handled it.
She.
Y'all are on your way. You get there, you're like, fuck. This dude's already dead.
Oh, but we gotta fucking say happy birthday. Or not sing it, but say happy birthday to fucking Tommy. We haven't done that yet.
Is that a thing that happened?
I mean, well, it's a day late, but. Yeah. I don't think we did that.
We'll get them next year.
We didn't do it last year, though. Or not last year. We didn't do it last week.
64 days. Or 363.
We got time. We'll make a big plan, speech.
Like, last week, we didn't do happy birthday, right? Last week's cast?
No, I don't believe so.
Yeah, so it wasn't cheers, dog. Happy birthday on air.
Thank you. Well, I love you, boys.
Love you too.
Had a great weekend with you guys.
That's all we did was celebrate this man's birthday all weekend.
It was a fun time.
I had a fun time.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah. Watching football, eating pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking beer.
Tommy's team beat my team by a point.
Happy birthday,
Tommy.
broke the record for field goals made in the game. Opening day.
Yeah.
think I did say to you after the like the final play where I was like, happy fucking birthday. Like, walked out and smoked a cigarette.
Yeah, you did. You did. But yeah,
if
you don't like defense, this wasn't the game.
It was not.
I loved it, but I was surprised. Like, what the fuck is going on?
It was a weird weekend, opening day of football in general.
Aaron Rodgers tears his Achilles.
Joe Burrow.
Well, we saw that coming. You didn't have to read the script to know that was going to
happen. Joe Burrow goes fucking 14 for 31 for 82 yards. Like, what?
Didn't see that coming.
Did you see the commercial Key and Peele, who's the bald one?
Jordan Peele.
Jordan.
No, that's Keegan-Michael
Key. Key, yeah. Mm. They did a commercial making fun of people that, like, think that the fucking NFL scripted is actually a pretty funny commercial.
I'm gonna have to look it up.
Yeah.
I gotta take a quick break. Bathroom.
Yeah.
Oliver Anthony, supposed to come to Cat and I Joe.
And
where did you come from? Where did you go?
It's a damn shame
what this world's come to. But no, yeah, he was supposed to come to Knoxville, Tennessee, Cat and I Joe. And like, I saw a certain post, people were, like, tagging, like, I saw friends, like, tagging other people, like, I think you might have even brought it to me before I saw a post where it's, like, we can see him at Cat and I Joe for $100.
Yeah.
I fucking... Like, I'm not gonna pay that.
Like, so, Dave, I just read through his post that you sent me.
Yeah, hang on to that, though, for a second. Right. But, so, yeah, it was, like, people like, hey, he's coming to town, but it's, you know... And then it turned, I believe that might have been the post that he came up with next, if you want to read that. Or wait, do you got?
I was going to say, like, the craziest part is I would have paid it. I'd pay $100 to see him.
I mean,
I know he don't want it, but.
I know he don't want it, but that's what I'm saying, like.
Not like he's taking the stand.
Eminem, I paid maybe like $120, $150 for Eminem, like, and that was at, you know, this is in 2010.
That's a long established it's like artist.
It's like post addiction, like he's made his comeback. Like,
yeah.
You know. But yeah, paying, there's artists I would pay a certain amount of money for. It was like, those are my absolute favorites.
Yeah.
Like, this guy, I think he's good. I like him. Maybe he'll be my favorite country guy. I don't know yet, but
right.
$100, no thank you. Yeah. I'm not paying that.
No.
And if you got it and you are paying it, good for you. I'm not hating. I'm not being like you're...
I'm saying, like, well, for the quality of what you're getting...
Well, like, for all three rich, like, obviously, don't give a shit, but...
Pay whatever, but...
Yeah.
Or even if you're not rich and you're like, this is what I want to spend my $100 on, I'm not like, you're a fool.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I can't see that. What is this guy? A Richmond north of Richmond? All right.
Virginia.
So that happens, and I believe this is his post after the advertisement was posted.
So he, Oliver, good old Oliver, he posted, I apologize for the price at Cotton Eye Joe. Have a friend of mine trying to help me book gigs. I told him I don't want to do anything that's more than $40 a ticket. Ideally, no more than $25 a ticket. These are supposed to be affordable shows, right? Please don't pay $90 for a ticket. I'm going to work out the details with him. And if we have to reschedule this event somewhere else, we will.
Mm.
But I like that just because...
What'd y'all think? You're like, this motherfucker bailing out on me?
No, he's taking a stance against these third-party motherfuckers.
I did see a post...
This
like,
motherfucker, this Richmond?
Not too long ago, apparently...
Oh, there's more
posts. He got a deal at the convention center.
Yeah, so I did see... Because I think on that post is where I also saw people getting tagged, like, or tagging establishments. Like, go to the Shed. You should check out this place. Check out that place.
Shed would be fucking dope, dude.
Right?
Have you ever seen it? Have you ever been there for a show?
I
It's fucking nice, man, dude. It was outdoors. You get to drink beers like on a big ass patio, listening to dope music. Like
there was a mutual friend that there was
Cheddar's patio.
There was a mutual friend that I did agree to go to a show there, but he didn't. He never showed up. Like he ended
up. Who that was? Was it me?
No, it wasn't you. It's a mutual friend. Just in case, just in case he listens, I'm not gonna name his name.
Is it Kyler Tone?
No.
I gotta know, dude. This is not gonna work. But
peace up, A-Town down. I'll tell you,
but what are we getting after? Oh, so yeah, so check out the next thing. So he goes, hey guys, like I don't want you paying this much. Yeah. Like I'm humbled enough that, you know, you even want to come to the show is great, and I want to give that to you. And, oh, they were also charging $200 for a meet and greet, I'm pretty sure. And he's like, no. I believe this guy's a real dude.
Yeah, I think he is.
Because there was a different video I saw, even before he went on Rogies, and was like, hey, I'm doing the show from 1:30 to 2:30. I'm almost positive we talked about it. When we talked about him the first time.
Yeah.
You said the one with $200?
It was like a meet and greet. And he's like, I fucking meet and greet for like, if they pay $25, yeah, that's meet and greet, you know?
Yeah.
If they show up, I'll fucking talk to them.
So Cotton Eye Joe's claims we're charging people $120,000 per show. They have since turned the comments off, but I wanted to clarify. The most I've ever made on a show is $35,000.
Wait, hang on. Because I don't know if this is the...
Well, I just saw the 200 in the middle paragraph, so I figured that was the one you were talking about. No.
Here's the Cotton Eye Joe post.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. It's a damn shame. the world's gotten to. The customers of the world famous Cotton Eye Joe. Most times we say a show has been canceled due to circumstances beyond our control. Well, we are canceling the Oliver Anthony show under our full control. Bullshit. It wasn't bullshit. No, I had that.
They're trying to get out ahead of it.
Yeah. All refunds will be made in the next few business days to your original foreign payment. The Northman of Richmond contracted to play the Cotton Eye Joe for $120,000 for 60 minutes. After doing the math and knowing we can only hold approximately 1,500 people, paying the ticket website their fee to sell the tickets, paying the tax man, open the Joe and close on it, we set the ticket price to break even and bring our customers. That's bullshit, too.
Right.
We're not making
money, guys.
We're doing this
for you.
We're doing this. Yeah, bullshit. And bring our customers a show we thought would be fun. To our talent agency and promoter friends that follow us, be careful booking the Northman Ridge. Fuck you, Cotton Eye Joe. Talking shit about my dude.
So I see that. I'm just like, this seems a little fishy. Like $120,000 for 6 minutes.
Dude, every 18-year-old girl, I'm going to tell them not to go to Cotton Eye Joe.
Now, there's one more. One more you got to read. Or do you want time? Let's let Tommy
read it. I can read it.
Tommy knows how to read, guys. Fucking believe
he does. He's good at it.
He didn't say good, but he knows how to do it.
All right. Cotton Eye Joe's claims we are charging people $120,000 per show. They have since turned the comments off, but I want to clarify that most I've ever made on a show is $35,000. We've done two shows in North Carolina that were completely free and have another free show scheduled September 23rd in Kentucky for a cancer benefit. My booking guy handled all of this on the phone with them, and I realize there are two sides to every story, but I personally talked with Cotton Eye Joe on the phone about not charging extra for meet and greet. That's why I was so upset seeing them charging $200 for it. I felt like they suckered us into playing there just so they could make extra money off y'all.
Yeah.
That being said, I wish them the best. All the fault ultimately is with me. Oh, excuse me. I should have been more thoroughly involved in the booking, and I should probably consider using a professional consultant in this area. There's no reason why tickets should have went up for sale before a contract was signed. The good news is we have already found multiple other options for $25 admission venues in Knoxville that can accommodate more people the same week this show was scheduled for.
We will still be having
a good time in Knoxville soon. I'll share the update post once tickets are for sale. For the new venue, we are working out details now.
He just destroyed the Cotton Eye Joe.
I love it, and I thought it was funny. I've never been a huge fan of the Cotton Eye Joe. Mind you, I didn't move down here. I was 24, turned 25. Mm-hmm. Don't know if I went here when I first moved down here, if it was like the next summer kind of thing. But yeah. It's a... I've been to much smaller style bars like this in Michigan, mm-hmm. where it's like, you're like, oh, it's 18 and up. So it's like the kids there. But like, I don't know. There's a certain point where you're like, all right. Yeah, that's you guys got to check these IDs, dogs.
Yeah,
I don't like going there. And I did do the free beer a couple times.
Yeah,
the first time I went there, already kind of buzzed, mm-hmm. and I was like, "Dude, this is sick, getting free beer mm-hmm. till 10 p.m." Next time I went, we didn't have any beers beforehand. Maybe like a beer. Mm-hmm. Like tried to drink it. Like I almost vomited. I swear to God, like, it was cold beer and everything, but it was like.
Yeah. Old as fuck.
I don't know if somebody broke the glass where he was like, yeah, you know, it's bottom of keg beer. I'm like, yeah, it's fine. They're not going to. And I was like, yeah, this is gross.
So the Cotton Eye Joe's in Middle Tennessee is a little place. There's three locations. It's called Silverado's, right?
Yeah.
It's the same shit. During the week, it's country bullshit, like line dancing.
Yeah.
But once Friday night hits, around
we got to tell Oliver Anthony not to go there.
But yeah. Like, dude,
but you remember Cotton Eye Joe? This, like, yeah,
this is below yesterday. You. This is below you, dude.
He goes, dude, this will, this will be the same thing. So, but don't let them tempt you.
Exact same thing. Free beer to 11 Sunday nights. They had the fucking wet T-shirt contest at 1:00.
I'm listening.
Yeah, you know, but yeah, that's why we, yeah, we would go there like
banish that place.
Like the weekends, like I didn't have Ethan, we'd go like. Twice a weekend. Yeah. So, I mean.
That's way too much.
But, I mean, I was fucking 22 years old. You know, so I'm like, yeah, fuck it. You know.
Titties.
You know, I'm making money off of the sawmill. I'm making money off my job. I'm making money off of selling insurance. Fuck yeah, let's go.
Hold you know? Up to his ear like, hello.
Yeah.
But you Ben Franklin?
Yeah. But instead of Cotton Eye Joe's, it was just called Silverado's. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we got to warn Oliver Anthony about Silverado's.
Yeah.
Unless he wants to be holding up money to his ear like a phone. It's
like, hello?
That'll be John's email to him. Like, hey, man, avoid this place unless you want to make bank and send a picture of himself. Oliver Anthony, avoid Silverado's.
Yeah.
At all costs.
Unless
this is the cost.
Unless this is the cost.
Point at the stack of money, bam.
Boom.
He might listen to you. You know? Talk about it on a podcast or something. I don't know. I like that he was like, yeah, fuck that.
I think he's a real G. I like him. Yeah, I like him even more now.
Yeah, it's like Cotton Eye Joe. Even Cotton Eye Joe trying to besmirch him like that.
Mm.
What is your fucking problem?
Yeah.
Fuck that place, man.
For such real, like, fucking, and, hey, such a young people, go have fun, whatever, but, like, if you go there, don't invite me. One, I've been saying this for years. I'm like, I'm a little too old to go there. Like, we see 50-year-old men there. I'm like, that's not good.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't see 50.
Well, in the past, like,
those aren't the older fucking dudes you want to talk to.
Well, in the past 5 years, I've gotten, like, multiple invites by younger girls to... Hey, come out to Cotton Eye Joe with us.
You want
to
go drink with us? I'm like, yeah. Like, where you going? Like, Cotton Eye Joe? Like,
I'm good. I'm going to go home.
Come pregame in my smoke room, and then y'all go have fun.
Y'all do whatever. Yeah. But it's like, nah, I'm good. I'm not doing that. I did that when I was 22.
Well, even in my, like, mid to, I guess, early, late 20s. Like, I'd got, like, when I was maybe 27, 28, I was saying, I'm like, this is... ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I know friends that have gone there, like the Ying Yang Twins are going to be there. Like,
they go there a lot.
That sounds pretty tight.
Like, really?
The Ying Yang Twins go to the fucking Joe like once a year.
They get some pretty good bands there and whatnot. I don't know how much, he's fine. I'm just saying, I don't know how much tickets are for those shows and shit, but I don't hate the place, but I'm not like, oh, this is a good establishment. And obviously, Oliver Anthony is, he's the one in the wrong. He's lying.
The only reason I would ever go to the Joe is our boy Jason. So I know this.
Who?
Dishwasher Jason.
Oh, okay. MMA.
He's an MMA fighter now.
Yeah.
So he goes, hey, old boy. Yeah,
he's got his pup tattooed on his face.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
That's my favorite face tattoo of all time.
Yeah. He's great, dude.
That's a solid choice.
I don't know. What dog is that?
But he's getting trained by Ovin St. Preux.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's like his sensei, you know? So, that's the only reason I would ever go to Cotton Eye Joe's.
I would go watch him fight, for sure.
Fuck yeah. I would go there, cheer him the fuck on.
He's light spoken. He's this, like, 6'4", scrawny black dude. Long-ass dreads.
Yeah. Face tats.
Like I said, he's got his pup, like, right here in his forehead. Yeah. Like, top left part of the head. Maybe the right. Yeah. But, like...
Such a good dude.
Maybe some gold teeth. Yeah. But, he's soft-spoken. He's so full of laughter and joy. I swear to God.
All the time.
Like, he's always making jokes and cracking himself up.
He's like, what's up, old boy? Hey, John Wick. He calls me John Wick for some reason. And he's like... I'm like, hey, what's going on? Like, what's going on? Yeah, another day, another dollar, you know, what's going on? Hey, he's like, what's good, homie? What's good, old boy? You know, like,
give you a fist bump, you know? Yeah, I'm doing better. Like, for real, he kind of pumps you up. Like,
it makes your day, like, to run into that guy. I
fucking hate opening. You know? He's like, man, how you doing, old boy? It's like, shit, man, I've been all right, I'll tell you that.
He goes, I'm divvying up the broccoli in the back with the garlic butter, but I mean, you know, I'm gonna wash some dishes later. You
need
know?
Some butter? You know, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, he's great. I fucking love that guy.
He
has
a sandwich bag full of garlic butter.
Dude, dishwashers.
Misses. You're like, I'm single.
Dishwashers and a restaurant are a different breed. Dude, they are a different fucking breed, man. Yeah, like,
honestly, that is fair. Only because, like, I've hung out
you
with
gotta
one
be
guy
happy to
dishwash,
do that job.
But, yeah.
You but, gotta be happy to do that job.
Or crazy.
Yeah.
Or maybe.
Or is it one and the same?
Or maybe you were.
You have to be crazy to be a happy person.
I'm not even talking shit, but maybe even the scenario, you were incarcerated for some years. You know, you're happy to be fucking
I'm not doing anybody out.
Well,
I think it's the opposite. Like, I just need to be back in a nice tight quarters. So the dish pit will be that.
Sometimes.
That's dark, I'm sorry.
The wildest fucking dishwasher I ever worked with was at Chili's. This guy named Todd, man. He was a bull rider. He did rodeo shit, man.
8 seconds, baby.
Thank God I'm a country.
That's why.
Yeah, that's the type of person you got to be to wash dishes. It's like, yeah, I'll fucking go rob bulls, fucking get my head knocked off. I don't give a fuck. I'll wash your dishes. Like, he was super nice guy. Like, friendly as fuck. Like,
they're mostly nice. The one, it's funny when you meet a dishwasher who's not a dishwasher.
Yeah,
they will tell you about it immediately.
Well, the one, maybe two I experienced, they threw dishes away. So that was a funny scene to me. Like, they were this one guy, this huge fucking black dude. I wish I could remember his name. This was fucking 10 years ago, but like literally like Devin, maybe Devon, no joke, but like he was just so pissed and upset all the time. Like, glass rack, he's like, damn it! Like, it's new, dog. Like, it's a long time ago. There's gonna be a lot more of these coming. It was almost as good as a white cook that gets mad about. There was this dude that used to work there. I don't remember his name at all. Like when I started there, he was gone fairly quick. But like literally took a. They used to have the Philly cheesesteaks there.
Mm-hmm.
To like hoagie bread. I was like, all right, Philly cheesesteak, no mushrooms. He's like, fucking shit! Like, he should be on dish, that guy should be on cook.
Yeah.
Then they might be all right.
The world is right again.
Yeah, it might be all right. Or maybe not. Maybe they just don't need to be in fucking food service. Like,
yeah. Yeah, maybe you're going to get mad about that. Like, yeah, yeah. You can't do that.
Do something not that.
Become a trash man. I don't know. It might pay you more.
This garbage stinks. Fuck.
like hulking up and shit. Like,
no, for real. It was. But there was a couple of dishwashers that kind of had that attitude where they were like pissed off about.
You ever had a dish?
Like, you got me wet when you dumped that drink out. I'm like, motherfucker, you're in the dish. I didn't mean to get you wet. I apologize, but you're soaked.
Have you ever had a deaf dishwasher?
No, but we've had ones that don't speak English.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, a deaf one's worse.
Yeah. I don't know, because El Disho is about the same as...
Yeah. Oh, dude, like... So, I didn't know dude was deaf. Like, when he started, it was fucking O'Charlie's. Mel probably fucking remembers him. His name is Dustin, dude. He's a super cool dude. Yeah, he was deaf. I had a conversation with him. And didn't have a conversation with him because he's on the other side of the thing.
What were you doing?
Like, he was like made a joke about something, and it looked like he laughed because, like, I guess he has headphones that are, you know, yeah.
He just listened to a, well, not only he's not listening to nothing.
Yeah.
But
yeah. It looked like, I mean, whatever he was doing, it looked like he laughed.
He might be having some vibrations going on in there, being like, I can feel the bass and shit, you know. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know really. He could be listening to porn. He's like, so what do you listen to? Vibrations. You like look at his phone and say, oh my god.
Man.
It's disgusting.
So I was talking to this guy and somebody told me he's deaf and I'm like, nah, dude, he was laughing at my joke. Like, nah, dude, he's fucking deaf. I'm like,
he was laughing at you talking, dude,
for
like
that's
wild.
Probably.
That's what it was. That's
like,
what it was.
Honestly, yeah. Like, hey, thinking back now, like.
Here's the funny thing. Is like, it's good he was deaf because it was the most racist joke you've ever heard. You're like, so, beep, beep, beep. And he's just like, all right, dude, this joke might land. Get you
in the episode. Tommy talks to deaf people. Only.
Tell the most fucked up jokes you can, but only to deaf crowds. Just do funny hand motions. While
Tommy is the deaf person at Chappelle. or I don't know.
Slap your knee, or the mic on your knee.
He was such a nice guy, too. Like, he
left
it. He was one of those, like, he'd always wave at you, like, you know. Like,
he might have thought you were cute. Yeah. You know, just, when you laugh at a cute girl's jokes, you're like, that's what he was doing. He, was like, he could tell you were telling a joke, he just didn't know what it was. Is this cute boy trying to make me smile? You know, I'm getting that.
That's fucking...
Alright, should we end it on that note?
I think so.
I think it was a good day. fucking love you, boys. John said night.